let's bring in Joshua Cloak. He covers the Leafs for The Athletic, does a whole bunch of good work there. Joshua, you weren't at morning skate today, but are you even going to recognize Austin Matthews tonight if you're at the game? Like, naked face.
Well, yeah, I was wondering going into this what the over-under on mustache question was going to be. I had it set at a billion and a half, so we'll see. I like the mustache.
Me too.
Not for whatever that is worth. I mean, I have had a beard since I was, you know, 7. So I'm comfortably in the facial hair kind of fan category. I don't know. It's interesting. Like, we can, you know, talk and joke about this, but like, Austin is a big kind of proponent of players showing their like personality and just being different, which I think a lot of us just want. Totally. Hockey players, and I think the mustache was a big part of that. He took a lot of stick for it early on, but then it just became part of this persona, and I like that. I like that, like, it's not a gimmick like a wrestler or whatever, but I like that, you know, players like Austin have these things that, you know, they're uniquely known for and can kind of set them apart, you know, from a crowd. So I hope it comes back. I really do. For whatever that's worth, Austin, I'm sure you're listening intently to this.
Austin Matthews, we all think you should bring back the stash, even though Absolutely. You notably do not care what we say.
Big Poppy with the stash.
Leafs abs tonight down at Scotiabank Arena. Kadri comes back to Toronto. Joshua, are you expecting some serious fireworks tonight? A little bit of maybe extra emotion from Kadri with the way things left off in Toronto?
Yeah, I think... you know, Nazem Kadri, from what I know of him, what I remember of him, talking to him, what I learned about him, I think extra emotion is just par for the course with him. You know, you think about kind of the way his tenure in Toronto ended, and you think about how many friends he still has on the team. And, you know, he's a player that I'm positive, given the way he's playing, given how well he's playing, kind of a career renaissance year. You know, I'm sure there's going to be some money on the board from Nazem. And so he'll probably bring it in that regard. But I think this is just an important game for the Leafs. They're, you know, talking to players at practice yesterday and talking to Sheldon Keefe. They're treating this very much as, you know, a challenge, a test. You look at the Western road trip that they just finished, which was a really strong showing, but against teams that, you know, probably won't end up or might not, you know, end up being in the playoff picture. The Avs are still one of the, you know, preeminent teams. I know they're a little lower in the standings right now, but I think, you know, if you look at how many fewer games they've played to the rest of the division, they're probably still one of the best teams in the division and one of the preeminent teams in the NHL. And I think I don't want to say it's a measuring stick game, but it is the kind of challenge that I think, you know, Sheldon Keefe and this Leafs team, you know, need. It's not to say they need to be kind of taken down a peg, but I do think that given how well they're playing and given their, you know, continued, you know, Stanley Cup aspirations, this is a team that wants to challenge itself and wants to understand, you know, what it's like to play against the best teams in the NHL. And that's why I think, you know, my hope, I guess, just, you know, someone who will be there tonight is that, you know, it will be an entertaining game because, again, this is the kind of team that I think the Leafs aspire to kind of be, you know, considered amongst, right?
I feel like measuring stick game is no longer the trendy term. It's now litmus test is the trendy term.
Is that it? Is that right? I'm going to make a note of that. I have so much to learn.
Well, I think that it somewhat is. Like, I think you can use that word for tonight because the last time that you had a litmus test type of game was, I would say probably the game against Carolina, but the team wasn't really rolling at that point. It was the opposite. They were kind of in the gutter. But now they're hot. They're red hot. They've won 14 the last 16. They're playing extremely well, going up against another team that's playing really well in the Avalanche. I mean, I think it is proper to call this game a litmus test, and it'll be a really good, you know, good to see and measure up where Toronto is amongst the league's best.
Yeah, I think what's important for them, if we're talking about, you know, measuring stick, and what's important for them to kind of, I guess, quantify is how well can they defend against a team with a lot of firepower, right? How can they neutralize McKinnon, who's coming back and obviously wants to have a big showing? How can they neutralize Makar? How can they neutralize Kadri? Because if you look at what they didn't do, you bring up that Carolina game, which feels like a long time ago. That I was there in Carolina for that one, and this was a team then that just didn't look, you know, composed, cohesive. They didn't look like they could close this you know, Carolina down and in the neutral zone. And that's kind of at their best over this recent 16 game stretch when they've, you know, they've won 14 games. You know, that's what they've done really, really well is neutralize teams in the neutral zone and in their own zone and just play this really kind of stingy defensive style of play that, that sees everybody kind of buying in. So I think it's, there's no question they can score and there's no question, you know, the Avalanche could score. To me, it's just how well can you try and shut this team down, right? And I think that's going to be the challenge for them. Can you bring it also through three periods? I think one thing that's really stuck out, it's just kind of a strange thing, I guess, is, you know, how well they've played in the second period as of late. They've kind of grown into the game. Through the first period, played really well in the second period, kind of stomped on teams, and then kind of taken their foot off the gas a little bit in the third period. So defensively, you're going to look for that, and then I think you're just going to look for can they play that kind of, you know, quote-unquote 60-minute game against a really good team. And I mean, then I guess you can just only keep building off games like this, right?
We've got Joshua Cloak of The Athletic on Leafs Lunch right now. Joshua, we had Frankie Corrado on the show yesterday, former Leafs legend, if you will. He said he felt the team's urgency to get after pucks was a really big difference in what he was seeing out of the team this season. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that, I think that's a fair assessment. I'm never going to disagree with Frankie Corrado. Leafs legend is probably putting it mildly. No, I think urgency is a good way to put it. I don't know if it's desperation. The word I just keep using or the phrase I just keep using is buy-in, right? It just seems like every single player, most players from top to bottom are just committed to being first on pucks. They're committed to swarming the opposition and putting multiple guys, you know, on players, you know, when they're in their own zone. And that's really impressive, right? And you've even seen, you know, some better games from players like Nick Ritchie and Justin Hall, who, you know, if we can be honest, have had really kind of tough starts to the season. And maybe even that's putting it kind of politely. But I think that's what has been evident to me is, you know, you've gotten some real kind of highlight reel performances from Jack Campbell and Austin Matthews and, you know, some maybe he hasn't been as strong as he was early in the season, but William Nylander is still bringing it. You know you're going to get that those kind of performances, but it's when your depth guys are kind of really bringing up the rear. Wayne Simmonds is an excellent example of that. And Wayne Simmonds is, you know, bringing it offensively, but again, being hard on pucks. And when, you know, the criticism of this team for a long time, warranted at times, was just how top heavy they are, right? And how if their best players weren't their best players on the night, they weren't going to have a chance to win hockey games. And that's not to say that if, you know, Nylander, Matthews, and Marner all have stinkers, that they're still going to win games. They need those players, but it's just become evident that when you're getting better performances from your depth players and you're getting more defensive buy-in from your depth players and your top-end guys, you're just going to put yourself in a much better position to succeed. And that's why I think, you know, Sheldon Keefe has to feel really good about where his team is at right now.
Bit of an off-the-board question for you here, Joshua, but
love it.
It may be hard to quantify, but in training camp, you wrote about the Leafs' new performance coach, Greg Harden. Should he be getting some love here for how this team is going about their business right now? I mean, they're showing up to play with the right attitude and the mindset on a nightly basis. Like, do you get the sense that the Leafs' work-like mentality and their killer instinct, they're 12-0 this season when leading after two periods, do you believe that this is somewhat, you know, as a result of Harden's practices coming to light?
Yeah, I do think there's something to that. I'm hesitant to give him kind of full credit across the board for a few reasons. I think that, you know, the team's new assistant coaches who are in charge of the special teams deserve a lot of credit for, you know, putting together a really aggressive penalty kill and a power play that, you know, hasn't been kind of always consistent, but at its best is really, really clicking and really dynamic in a way that it wasn't last season. I think we're going to see the true impact of Greg Harden, the peak performance coach who, you know, for those who are unaware, worked with Tom Brady at the University of Michigan and basically, you know, revamped his approach and very much turned him into, you know, the player he is today, Tom Brady, has credited, you know, him as the person that, that got him to the NFL and kept him, you know, where he was. And he's worked with other, you know, high-end athletes, Michael Phelps, and kind of taught them to tune out the noise, and kind of just control the controllables, which is his key kind of phrase. We know he's worked with Mitch Marner a lot. My colleague Jonas Siegel had a one-on-one with Mitch a few weeks ago, and Mitch kind of credited him for helping him just kind of relax and appreciate the position that he's in and focus on just playing for that kind of joy of the game. So I think he deserves credit because this is a team that, that just looks more mature and consistent. But, you know, I hate to be that guy, but ultimately the impact of Greg Harden is going to be felt come April. And yeah, if you're a Leafs fan, hopefully come May, you know, when this team is truly able to get over that playoff hump, those hurdles, that first round hurdle that has plagued them. You know, I think it, the most interesting thing about that all or nothing Amazon series in the Leafs was Paul McClain's kind of late cameo. I believe it was in the last episode when he's talking about Marner and Matthews and in the series against Montreal, and he's talking about their demons, and he's like, they've got demons everywhere they turn. They've got demons in their heads. You know, I think
that's
you
the
can
best
draw.
Quote.
Oh man, I loved
so
it.
Good.
I loved it. And I think you can draw a real kind of short line between that kind of thinking and that observation and the hiring of Greg Harden. If this team can kind of move past the first round, like literally and figuratively, and not treat it as a hurdle and just, you know, win hockey games, tune out the noise, I think that's when, you know, we should start putting together designs on the statue of Greg Harden in Toronto. But until then, I think he's done wonders with Mitch Marner, who just looks like a kind of a more relaxed, jovial player. But again, I hate to be that guy, but let's wait and see come April, right?
Yeah, I mean, even if you look at, like, Austin Matthews, the way that he answered the question to Gord Miller, he said, look, you know, we've been talking about your lack of scoring at 5-on-5. It's nice to see some going in. You know, were you bothered that you weren't scoring? He's like, honestly, no. Like, I could care less what you guys are saying. No, I felt good about
it. Yeah, Austin's been bringing something different to the media recently. I kind of like it.
I mean, I wonder if that's part of it.
I mean, I think what he failed to mention was that he doesn't care what anybody thinks except for Leafs lunch. I think with
right,
the exception of Leafs
right,
lunch. You know,
well, we've been pumping his tires.
He did,
especially
now
with the stash.
yeah, he failed to put that asterisk in there. And you know what? Good. I mean, I don't think the Leafs themselves are the kind of the people that you know, me and, you know, my colleagues are writing for. You know, we're writing for the fans. We're writing to kind of, you know, spin narratives and get people interested and try and, you know, just personally just tell stories and try and reveal a little bit about who these guys are as people. That's what's interesting to me. But tuning us out is, if that's going to help them, you know, win hockey games, and I think the fans are probably, you know, happy to just hear from people like me and Jonas and Myrtle, right? I like it. It's more, I use this term a lot, probably too much because I'm, you know, a dad and I've been, you know, swallowed whole by dadness, but like, it's just very mature, right? There's just kind of this maturity about this team lately. And it's stuff like that that speaks out, like speaks to me, speaks volumes, right? You know, he says he doesn't read stuff. They say they don't read stuff. They say they don't care. And if there's a correlation between that and winning hockey games, then I think everybody around Toronto was probably fine with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Joshua, thank you so much for joining us today. And you'll be back on the TSN 1050 radio airwaves.
Wow.
December 11th. You'll be joined up with the Tap Man doing the game against Chicago. So looking forward to having you back there. But thank you for joining us here today on The Lunch.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start growing my mustache both to make up for Matthew's lack of stash and just to kind of match Batman's stash.
It's impossible. That guy's got the best stash, the best mo in showbiz, that's for sure. Joshua, thank you so much for joining today.
Anytime.
There he goes, Joshua Cloak. writer for The Athletic. I believe we had him on Gameplay, and you know, we spoke about it and how big this could be. And then we haven't heard much about it since. And
well, I think that's by design, right? Like, they don't want us in on those tactics or anything like that. But I think it's by design that we haven't heard anything specifically about what the dynamic is there, what he's been doing specifically with players, just because it is so private. And I think we're seeing it come to fruition when you have guys like Austin Matthews really being able to shake off anything that you and I specifically have to say.
Couple quick updates.
Yeah. Mikheyev and Kasia both took part in optional skate this morning. That's a good sign. Apparently, Sheldon Keefe said this morning that Mikheyev did more than they were expecting. Mrazek was also on the ice this morning, partook in practice yesterday, and apparently he's set to have a conditioning stint with the Marlies. So some good updates in terms of injured players for the Leafs.
Yeah, and the interesting part about that, the Marlies play Saturday, Sunday, as do the Maple Leafs, so we might get to see another game of Joe Wall.
With the Maple Leafs.
So just a couple updates there. But on the other side, we got our power rankings. We're power ranking the top five teams in the NHL. Does Toronto show up? Well, you'll have to find out next. I'm Mike DiStefano. She's Jude Tesheri. Listen to Leafs Lunch here on TSN 1050.
Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050.